The director Quentin Tarantino is fond of references to film history in his movies, and in his latest film, the World War II movie Inglourious Basterds, Brad Pitt's character is named Aldo Raine. That name is a sly wink toward the actor Aldo Ray. Ray starred in another World War II movie, Battle Cry. It was made in 1955. Here in this clip, his character meets his future wife, and it isn't love at first sight.
My name's Andy Hookins. I didn't catch yours.
I didn't throw it.
A nice country you got here. I'm from Washington. Washington State, that is. Not to be confused with the capital.
Oh, yes, I know. Lots of trees in Washington.
And you're looking at the boy who chopped most of them down.
A modest Yank.
Well, commentator Anthony Giardina has been fondly remembering Aldo Ray recently, thanks to that reference in the new Tarantino film.
Ray was a natural warrior, a big, blonde man's man with a wonderful foghorn of a voice. But for little boys growing up in the 50s, he was also something considerably more than that. Aldo Ray was the one who was most like our fathers. In his domestic roles, in movies like The Marrying Kind, and in the interludes where he's seen with his family in Battle Cry, he brought to the movies a startling whiff of our own suburban neighborhoods, the ones where our working lug fathers would come home after a long day with still enough energy to light the barbecue, to throw a ball around. Such men were the anti-mad men, guys fully committed to the home-based lives they were living. Aldo Ray was their patron saint at the movies, representing those men whose pure ethnic post-war simplicity seemed to have created the 50s. As we were growing up, a lot of us preferred to remember the decade through actors like Marlon Brando, Montgomery Clift, and James Dean, actors who, through their neurosis and rebellion, showed us an alternative, a way out of the neighborhood, as well as a way out of a decade we grew to see as confining and hopelessly limited. Aldo Ray, with his big, hungry body, his nakedly expressed desires for the simplest of things, home and wife and children, could never do that for us. But now that we're fathers ourselves, guys of our own neighborhoods, with desires simpler than we'd ever have anticipated, it's possible to appreciate him anew. Unlike Clift and Dean and Brando, he knew how to do things, how to hold a baby, how to cement a marriage, how to fix a broken pipe. It's that forgotten 50s presence that Tarantino's sending a shout-out to. And hearing it is a little like hearing my father's name called out in the dark, in thousands of multiplexes. The old man with his solid, unneurotic 50s persona, not forgotten after all.
Tony Giardina is the author of the novel White Guys.